Chapter 6, Kansas City, Missouri, 1981 to 1984. Dave, the technician who moved me to Kansas City, was a hell of a nice guy and did first-rate work whenever we used him in Illinois to troubleshoot the machines. He had a great sense of humor. He also had the trust of Jerry, the owner of the one-hour photo company, Photo World, that had just hired us. My association with Jerry began in 1981, and we remained friends until he passed away. Have you ever seen a picture of Edwin Edwards, the former governor of Louisiana? Jerry looked like his oldest brother, and had that same expression of positive expectation. That must have been the salesman in him. The only alcohol I ever saw Jerry drink was vodka and water on ice. On the many occasions we drank together, it looked as if he had consumed quite a bit, but I never saw him drunk. As a boss and business owner, he was smart, fair, enthusiastic about where he wanted the business to go, and less than even-tempered if you ignored his requests. It was just that simple. No surprises. Leaving Illinois, getting back to Kansas City, finding an apartment, and starting my new job were all uneventful. Before long, the job was going well. Dave, the guy who enticed me from Illinois, managed one of the Photo World stores in a mall, and I worked as his assistant manager as we had planned. At first, I enjoyed working with Dave. What I possessed artistically, I lacked technically. Thanks to Dave, it was not long before I was operating the one-hour processing equipment with confidence. As time passed, though, I started seeing less of Dave. He was a smoker, so he was allowed, by some unwritten rule, to take 7 times the number of breaks we non-smokers took. He was gregarious, so I figured he was out and about in the mall, making lots of new friends. Eventually, I started to resent it. It was not as if I had to put in extra hours. I just thought that he should have been there more, or had me doing less, something like that. As the assistant manager, I thought I was performing well. The employees liked me, responded to me, and did a great job. But I was getting pissed. In the end, I thought I was being taken advantage of, and in those immortal words, I was getting mad as hell and wasn't going to take it anymore. One day, Jerry stopped by the store on one of his frequent visits, so I asked for a word in private. We headed to the first floor food court for a soft drink. I immediately ratted out Dave, detailing the gross injustice I worked under. He listened without interrupting, and then asked, "Okay, is that it?" He looked at me, chuckled, shook his head back and forth, and said, "Tidyman, you're not going to like what I'm going to tell you." He was right. I already didn't like it. "Jim, I think that someday you're going to be a very good manager. We just have to knock off a few of the rough edges. The most important thing I have to tell you today is probably not going to make any sense at all, but your real job as the assistant manager is to make your manager look good, not the other way around." I stared, didn't blink, move, or show any outer sign of my inner shock. I finally said, "Oh?" Jerry continued, "That's right, but I'm not going to go into it now. I just want you to think about it. It'll make sense eventually." He got up, patted me on the back, and said, "Keep up the good work. See ya," and left. I sat there for a few more minutes, trying to figure out how this had gone so wrong. In the end, Jerry was right. It didn't take me more than a week to realize it. If you know anything about management, you know that one of the surest ways to move up the ladder is to do your best to make your boss look good, to prove to everyone concerned that your boss made a wise decision by hiring you. The better he looks, the faster he moves up, and the same goes for the person who helped get him or her there. Within 2 weeks, my entire attitude toward Dave, my job, and what I was doing there changed. It wasn't long before Dave got bored with managing a retail one-hour photo lab. He decided to head back to Noritsu, the manufacturer of the equipment, to resume his job as field technician. I also moved up a rung. Dave recommended my promotion to manager, making Jerry, the owner, my immediate supervisor. You can bet I continued to work hard to make Jerry look good. After I'd had a successful run as manager for a year, Jerry offered me a position in Boston. Jerry stopped by one afternoon and invited me down to the same food court where he delivered his gold nugget of management philosophy a year earlier. He said that he and his partners had just bought 4 one-hour locations in Boston. They wanted me to go there to work with the district manager. The idea was that I would help the district manager convert these one-hour locations into Jerry's idea of one-hour photo locations. He would pay all my expenses, including an apartment, and he didn't know how long the assignment would take. I was wise enough to know that accepting would be the smart thing to do, so I did. I knew Boston was an expensive city, but here was a sweet opportunity to really enjoy it and get paid while doing it. At the time, I was earning $17,000 a year.